Americans on Sunday marked 5 years since George Floyd was killed by a U.S. police officer, as President Donald Trump backtracks on reforms designed to tackle racism. Floyd's deadly arrest on May 25, 2020 helped launch the Black Lives Matter movement into a powerful force that sought to resolve America's deeply rooted racial issues, from police violence to systemic inequality. But since Trump's return to power in January, he was serving his first term when Floyd died. His administration has axed civil rights investigations and cracked down on diversity hiring initiatives. BLM, meanwhile, finds itself lacking the support it enjoyed when protesters sprawled across U.S. cities and abroad during the COVID pandemic, with many now agreeing the movement achieved little of substance. Some Democratic politicians, as well as UN Rights Chief Volker Turk, commemorated the anniversary on Sunday. As anti-racism, inclusion efforts and law enforcement reforms face serious setbacks, we must continue advocating for racial justice and equality globally, with greater determination and strength, Turk wrote on X. A memorial event was held this weekend at what has been named George Floyd Square, the area of Minneapolis where the 46-year-old took his final breath as police officer Derek Chauvin knelt on his neck during an arrest. Dozens of people on Sunday visited the small junction set in a residential part of the northern U.S. city, which is covered with protest art, including a purple mural that reads "You Change the World, George." That optimistic message painted in 2020 is now, however, at odds with a president whose more extreme allies have suggested he pardon Chauvin, who was convicted of murdering Floyd and sentenced to more than 22 years in prison. Some experts believe Trump's re-election was partly a backlash to BLM activism, which included protests that turned to riots in some cities and calls to defund the police. Floyd's family members told AFP on Friday that they wanted people to continue pushing for reform despite the hostile political climate. "We don't need an executive order to tell us that Black Lives Matter," said his aunt Angela Harrelson, who wore a dark t-shirt depicting Floyd's face. "We cannot let a setback be a holdback for the great comeback. Donald Trump just didn't get the memo," she added to nods from other relatives standing beside her. Paris Stevens, a Floyd cousin, agreed, "No one can silence us anymore." Protests marking Floyd's death have also been planned in a handful of other U.S. cities, including Chicago and Dallas, but no major rallies were expected. In Minneapolis, some people cried and others laid flowers or stuffed animals by the roadside spot where Floyd's fatal arrest was filmed and shared around the world. "George Floyd may be resting in peace and power, but he's alive through everyone that shows up here," W.D. Foster Graham, an author who grew up in the same neighborhood, told AFP Sunday.